Time Again for Clear Thinking by Mike George. From Ripple to Cripple. What goes around, comes around, is not a new insight, often referred to as the law of reciprocity. In the East, it is known as the philosophy of karma. And in the West, it sounds like, as you sow, so shall you reap. Just as the ripples of a stone in a pond will reflect and return from anything in their way, so our actions in the world will return to us according to the rippling energies of our thoughts and behaviors. It is something most of us intuitively know, but easily forget. While we tend to recognize this pattern of life's energies, when we watch others receive the return of their karma, we tend to forget it when unwelcome things seem to happen to us. When we see life as a pool of rippling energies, we can also see how the ripple effect delivers justice in the most natural way. It is a justice that cannot be escaped on any level. What we don't realize is the ripple effect can easily become the cripple effect. Everything we think and do not only ripples out into the world, it also creates an impression and leaves a memory within our own consciousness. If one day you become angry towards someone, you will create a memory of that person intertwined with your anger. This recording within your consciousness is like a non-physical groove that contains a record of how you perceived them and the energy of your anger surrounding that image. 2 days later, you see the same person and that triggers the recorded image and the anger. The emotional turbulence inside your consciousness spills into your mind, making it very hard for you to remain positive and communicate effectively with them. Your thoughts and feelings are destabilized and distorted by your anger. In effect, you are crippled by your own emotion as you interact with them. Most of us experience this. Sometimes, many times, and frequent times a day. But we are not able to see that we cripple ourselves, preferring to blame the other person, which is why we can stay emotionally crippled for a long time and not even realize it. The solution is to realize 3 important things. The first one, the other person does not generate your anger, but you do. You don't have to create anger in response to them. Restore your awareness of a choice at the level of your emotions. And the second one is, when you create any negative emotion, you hurt yourself first and the most. And lastly, you created the anger towards another because they did not do what you wanted. Which means, it's basically a selfish emotion. These insights are both enlightening and freeing when applied in a practical way. When realized, they can heal the habit of becoming upset with others and thereby allow us to connect and communicate positively. When we realize our anger is a selfish emotion that simply drains out of our own energy, we can choose not to disempower ourselves. When we realize we cannot control others' actions anyway, we may even laugh at ourselves for attempting to do the impossible in the first place. And when we free ourselves from wanting others to dance to our tune, we are able to refocus our time and energy on something much more important, creating and singing our own song and dancing our own dance, so to speak. Like every time, ask yourself a question. With whom do you experience the ripple effect most in your life currently? How many people are there? Reflect your thoughts and ask yourself with this reflection, why have you created a negative emotion around that person? Why? And if you get an answer, take an action, act upon it. How do you see yourself responding differently next time you meet? Rehearse in your mind first, then act it out in the interaction with others, and you'll see the difference. This is Clear Thinking. See you next time. You're listening, The Voice of Peace.